Merry Christmas. I'm Mark Lohman, the associate pastor at New Life Community Church, and maybe you were just with us last night for our Christmas Eve candlelight service where we celebrated the birth of Jesus. And if you're anything like me, maybe you just have, you're getting ready to have a really nice Christmas breakfast with eggs and bacon and coffee, and there's a fire in the fireplace, there's Christmas music in the background, and you're opening Christmas presents and there's wrapping paper everywhere. If you're a really clean family, you have a trash bag right next to the presents and the paper immediately goes into it. Maybe everyone's already playing with their gadgets and someone got a new iPhone 7. And so we just wanted to take the time just to actually to invite you to pause and reflect with us. Christmas, as you know, this year is on a Sunday. And so we just wanted to follow the very first followers of Jesus, where they actually met inside their home with family and friends to do what we call church. And so we just wanted to follow in their footsteps and to do that for Christmas this year, to celebrate, to come together, to enjoy one another, but also to take some time just to pause and to reflect on what this day means in light of Jesus' birth. And so the last four Sundays at New Life, we followed the traditional Advent theme. If Advent's a weird word to you, that's okay. It's just Latin for coming. And so it's all about celebrating the coming of Jesus and then when he comes back a second time. And there's really four main themes to it. They're hope, joy, peace, and love. And so we've looked at these four the last month here at New Life. And really what we've been doing is locking arms with Israel, the ancient people that Jesus came from thousands of years ago. Because if you know anything about Israel, they were constantly in war. And they were kicked out of their land. Their enemies were lording over them. And so they were a people who did not experience joy or peace. They were lacking in hope and they did not feel loved. But they placed all of that in this coming Messiah who's going to come to rescue them. And so we face the same thing today, thousands of years later. We are a people who long for hope, who want joy, who want to encounter peace, and we want to be loved. And so Christians have said that on Christmas Day, the baby boy Jesus is the Messiah that we have been waiting for, who fulfills our deepest longings for hope, joy, peace, and love. Whoever you are, whether you're a follower of Jesus or you don't know him or you're a skeptic, I think we can all agree that we long for those four things in our own lives and in the lives of others. And so maybe you're listening to this and you really don't have much hope this Christmas. It hasn't been a white Christmas, it's actually been a blue one. You've just lost your job. Or this time of the year, you're actually reliving the memories of a lost one. You want hope. You need light in darkness. And maybe you really want joy. You feel like your happiness is just based upon whether you have a good hair day in the morning or whether the stock market has gone up. But you want something that's deeper, that's not built just on your circumstances. You're looking for joy. Maybe you want peace, and you know that today there's going to be some really tense conversations at the Christmas lunch or dinner table, and maybe even politics comes up, right? You want peace, and maybe lastly, maybe you're looking for love. You want to feel known. You want to have deep relationships with people. And so I'd encourage you at this time, just which of those four things are you really longing for in your life right now? Are you longing for hope? Are you wishing for more joy, for peace, or love? What is that for you? And I would just encourage you, after I'm done talking, just to share that with your family, with your friends right now. Which of those things are you longing for? And then secondly, the last question is, what would it look like for Jesus to fulfill that longing for you starting today? Because the crazy story of Christmas is actually that God became flesh. That Jesus, this little baby revolutionary boy born 2,000 years ago, says that I am the start of God's rescue project to put this world right and to fulfill your deepest longings for hope and for joy, and for peace, and love. That all those come rushing together, climactically found in Jesus. And I know that sounds crazy. And it won't be complete, this rescue project will not be complete until he comes back, and we don't know when that is. But in the meantime, Jesus promises us, he says, come to me and I will give you hope. Life has been tough for you. Jesus says, I'm going to make this world right. And he says, I can give you joy that's not built on just circumstances, but in the fact that I've come to rescue you, and I will do that. And he says, I'm here to give you peace, peace amongst enemies and family members and co-workers, because I've made things right between you and God, and I want you to do the same now to others. And most of all, he says, I want to love you. Christmas is actually the story of God's relentless love for us, so much so that he entered himself into the story. And he actually knows you more than you know yourself, because he's come one of us. And so for the second question, what would it look like for Jesus to begin to fulfill your longing for hope or joy or peace or love? So I just encourage you just to talk about that as a family. Maybe you've never done this before, but just take an opportunity just to share stories, to see how each other are doing. And so I hope that you've had a Merry Christmas. I'd encourage you to join us next Sunday, January 1st, New Year's Day at 9:30 a.m. as we come back together to kick off the new year. And even if you can't join us, feel free to watch us online. So again, Merry Christmas. And let me just say that with the birth of Jesus, hope is here, joy is available, peace is possible, and love is born. Merry Christmas.